Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
On to the next game, Warriors versus Rabbitohs. First half, I'm sitting there going, holy shit, heads are about to roll at the Warriors. Second half, I'm going, holy shit, this could be one of the greatest comebacks of all time. Thoughts on this game, Gurino?
Mate, I thought there was a moment during that Warriors first half where I thought they might be worse this week than what they were last week. They just looked, it was the most pedestrian attack. It looked like they hadn't seen each other all week.
Mm.
It was just such a, God, it was poor. I mean, and the thing that got me was that they started well. They came out, they got two repeat sets, and I sort of thought, fuck, the Warriors are on here. Then SJ kicked on about third tackle, it was a turnover, and for the next 30 minutes, they just went, not going to tackle, not going to, like, Cody Walker, he played really well, Walker, but that must have felt like a training drill for him.
Mm.
I almost felt sorry for South Sydney in the second half because they almost didn't have to get off the bus in the first half to score their first 24-odd points, and the Warriors started playing. It's like they got lured into a false sense of security.
Yeah, yeah. This is such an interesting game because if you're both sides, you're pissed off. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure Rabbitohs...
Yeah.
No one's happy with his performance. Like, I'm sure Rabbitohs are fuming. Like, I'm sure Demetrio is going, boys, that's fucking bullshit. And I'm sure Nathan Brown is going, boys, that's fucking bullshit. It's a weird, weird situation. What do you think about this game, Timmy?
It's hard to line it all up because one side of you says, all right, the Bunnies starting to show a bit of attacking now. So again, Cody Walker looking a lot sharper. But then you're like, the defensive structures that the Warriors have thrown up in the last month, as you said, pedestrian, like so, so horrific to watch. But look, you can only beat what's put in front of you. Granted, they only just did it, but Cody Walker's starting to look a little sharper, swinging both sides, which I was really happy to see because I think he's lacked that this season. Ilias had his moments, and I was trying to look at – I looked at all the Bunnies' tries that they scored, the tries that were scored last week, and why the Warriors just getting stripped for numbers so easily and trying to pinpoint what the issues are. And I don't know if it's just effort from the inside men. They're just not going out there. Like, even when they're not getting beaten, blokes just aren't screaming. Like, you know, you see Melbourne or Penrith and they get stripped a little short – and there's just a herd of players coming across field to try and cover it. Goes past the Warriors and they kind of like, yeah, gone, whatever, try and corner. So, mate, they're hard to watch at the moment, the Warriors, but the second half to get up and have a dig and show that ticker that we saw over the last 18 months, it was something for them.
Mate, they won the last 30 minutes, the Warriors, 24-0. I mean, as you said, no one comes out of this game happy. They would both just be filthy. It was really tough to watch this one. I don't know. The Warriors, they've got a decent draw over the next 2 weeks. I think they got the Dragons into the Newcastle Knights. So two winnable games if they play the way they did in the second half. But, mate, regardless of playing South Sydney, whoever it was, if they come out the way they did in the first half, they're going to get dusted like that every week.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. The cookie send-off, 10 in the bin. I'm trying to remember it. I don't know if I agree with this 10 in the bin. I feel like we're getting a bit too trigger happy with this. What was it?
He turned his back. It was a try scoring opportunity. SJ actually got there and dropped it. But I think it was Reece.
Oh yeah, I remember it now. Is that 10 in the bin?
Very soft.
Like, yeah. It was a, he stepped a meter and just turned his hip. Like, fuck, 10 in the bin. I think we're getting way too gung-ho with 10 in the bin. Because what's crazy is Sean Johnson still got there and knocked it on.
If the fullback would have picked it up and scooted and got out and was play on, I don't think we ever hear about it.
Yeah, again. 10 in the bin.
Yeah.
I just think we're getting way too trigger happy with this 10 in the bin. Make it 5. Like, I am super, super hesitant to add more rules to the game. But this 10 in the bin, some, like, there was another one. I hope I wrote it down. But there was another one. I was like, what, 10 in the bin for that? I think it was Raiders' first one, maybe, where, was it Hudson Young, I think? Anyway, I just think we're getting a bit too trigger happy in this 10 in the bin. Like, we're forgetting how impacting this is. Like, yeah, okay, there's exceptions to the rule where a team holds on. I guarantee the Raiders pay for that incredible win. They've got to pay for it somewhere.
Yep.
Unless they handle their recovery impeccably, the Raiders will pay for that incredible win, just like the Sharks paid for that incredible win the week before.
Two tries in 5 minutes when Cookie went off as well was this close to costing them the game.
Literally. Like, they won the game by 2 points. Yeah.
You wrote down 10 in the bin, fuck me, that's rough on Hines. It might have been, I'm not sure. Chance was the first in bin for Raiders.
Maybe Chance is what I wrote. The Chance one. I thought that was rough as shit on Chance. Mm-hmm. Like, because he wasn't even really holding him down. He was just like stepping over him. Understand a penalty, but 10 in the bin, like, what are we doing? Like, and also that one, it's like the tackle had already been made. So are you telling me that they were guaranteed to score the next play? Like, they were 40 metres off, like, or 30 metres out from the try line.
Yeah.
Just this 10 in the bin, way too trigger happy in my opinion. I feel like we've lost a bit of control. Like, I feel like it's getting a bit out of refs' hands where they're not really, like, there's no consistency. Like, 1 week that is 10 in the bin, 1 week it's not, and then the refs feel like they have to, but I don't know. The 10 in the bin, then if you want to use it more, then we have to introduce something that is less impactful. Like, for example, tell me how Chance being a split second on the ball too long is equal to Dale Finucane's head being nearly taken off and Dale Finucane doesn't return to the game, yet the punishment is equal on the day. How does that make sense? How does that make sense?
Sound like a broken record, and I hate bringing it up, but 5 minutes in bin.
It has to be.
I don't see why you just wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
It honestly has to be, because I just, for the life of me, I can't understand how Dale Finucane, like, that was clear aggressive contact to his head with a shoulder, and then Chance is, like, literally just skipping off the ball like half a second later and he's getting the same punishment. Makes zero sense.
I know it's, like, different, but before they brought in the captain's challenge, it was very polarising, people saying, yeah, do it, don't. I was sitting there going, this could be the best change they ever make. And it just made 100% sense. I couldn't see why they wouldn't want to do it. People forget, like, there just used to be captains blowing up about decisions, fans blowing about decisions and all that. And all that crap is now, a lot of that crap is out of the game because the captains have a say in it. And they have a control over refereeing decision, not control, an impact on it.
Mm.
And it's just the same with the 5-minute for me. It's just like, just do it. And I don't see why there's issue with it.
Yeah, it's, again, yes, it is another rule, but it doesn't really affect the game, like, flow, because they're getting sent anyway. The game's getting stopped. He's getting sent for 10 anyway. Instead of going like that, you just go like that. That's literally like,
I've never understood what the negatives of having a 5 instead of a 10 could be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like what could – I'd love to hear their arguments why they're not – why they don't want to do it.
Yeah, it's really bizarre to me. It's really bizarre. Anyway, apologies for that detour. Yeah, so this game, really interesting one. The good thing is at least we saw a half of footy with the Rabbitohs attack humming, really humming.
Can I just say, sorry to take it back to sin bins, but I will just say Graham Annesley came out in April and said the 5-minute sin bin was abolished in the early 1990s due to perceived inconsistencies between the refs sending off plays for either 5 or 10 minutes in the bin when they were similar offences, which can be fixed.
The problem is that we are now using the 10 in the bin way more than ever. So the game has changed because of your decisions, because the NRL has changed the game. So you need to address that. You can't just go, oh, well, back in the day when the game was way different and we never used to send people to... Like, think about it. Back in the day, 10 in the bin was like once a month, maybe. Maybe.
You had to kill someone.
Literally. Now it's once a game, minimum.
And the, like from where we are, we talk about this every single week.
Yeah.
I'd love for an inconsistency between a 5 and a 10 instead of a 10 and nothing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And also, sin bins are completely subjective. It is entirely on a referee's opinion. Yeah. So, yeah, there can be different severities of it. So I don't see why saying fans were fed up with inconsistencies around it. Well, it's a subjective, like, decision. So
that's, sometimes I feel like, you know, Graham Allen Annesley, he's an extremely intelligent bloke. Surely he understands the game has changed since then. You changed it. You know what I mean? Like, bro, you changed the game. You did it. How do you not know that maybe it needs to be... Like, what you're doing is you're measuring a decision today by a totally different measurement. Like, you're measuring it by, like, yesteryear standard of the 90s footy, and then you're saying, I'm going to take the information I've got from the 1990s to apply to a decision made today. Shouldn't you take the information you have today? Anyway. So hopefully they consider it, because I just... Doesn't make any sense.
There's not a world where it could make more problems than what we have now.
There's no way. Any professional foul should be 5 in the bin.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
5 in the bin. Unless it is like, then we give a penalty try. That's the thing. If he was going to score a try, he gets a penalty try. Anyway, South versus Warriors. Good thing is the South attack did hum for a period. But I'm just reticent to really give a commit... Like a commit to a comment about this game, because it was so a game of two halves. Like, if you look at the second half, you go Rabbitohs. That's really, really concerning. The Warriors, who have been massively struggling, put 30 points on you. Yep. You know, that's the reality. But you look at the first half and you go, that's the Rabbitohs that made the grand final.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to say.
And you got to also keep in mind with this Warriors side, like, they're still missing Josh Curran. They're missing their 13. Tohu has only just returned. Mm. Aitken was ruled out during the week. Their hooker was ruled out during the week. So they are missing a fair whack of troops.
And Nikarima left.
Left.
And he probably would have made would that
Nikarima
side.
Nikarima have been handy on the weekend.
This may sound like I'm a South fan making excuses, but I'm literally just reading what Demetrio said after the game. And this could be a legitimate excuse, and it might be ridiculous, but he did say that South was swept with a non-COVID flu during the week, and he always thought the fatigue at the end of the game was going to be an issue.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely a fair reason.
Like, it's been flying through South.
Yeah, it's been flying through every squad. Sharks had it, Broncos game. All the boys had it before the Broncos game. It's every squad has been smashed with the seasonal flu. Let's not get into that. It's like you get one flu, you can play. You get another flu that has the same effect, you can't play. You got to lock yourself in. Anyway, we'll get into that.
let's get back to the Dally M.
Yeah, let's go back to the Dally M fucking chat. Interesting thing about the Warriors, like, they're definitely struggling for outside backs, in my opinion. I thought Montoya was actually outstanding. But I was watching on the weekend and I was like, you know what the Warriors could use? Hiku and Herbert. How they let them go. What I'm not understanding is Hiku and Herbert wouldn't be on big contracts at these new clubs. They weren't marquee signings. It wasn't like these huge contracts to get away from it. They would be on just solid contracts that the Warriors definitely could afford to pay them. How did they let go of Hiku and Herbert? It baffles me. With the lack of depth that our outside backs has right now, Hiku and Herbert would be mainstays and would be outstanding for them right now. That almost changed the culture. Like, they're both kind of culture players too. They're super aggressive and great defense. I don't understand that.
It's almost like the Warriors had, you know, 6 or 7 young outside backs they wanted to get, and they somehow managed to land them all. And instead of just picking 3 or 4 of them and then put experienced guys around them, their squad is just so young in the outside backs.
It's super young.
I wonder, to counter that, do they look and go, Ewan Aitken for starters, who I think has been superb on an edge in the back row, and I like that career move for him, but he's also one of the best defensive centres in the game. Mm. Put him back out there for experience, shore up a defensive spot, whether that's for Vaelia or whoever. They've got a lot of back rowers. Tohu Harris is back in there. Josh Curran's coming back. So they're not. It's not a problem area for them at all. Jazz Tavanga can play lock. He's been playing hooker. Just to shore that up. Then the other one is Harris Tavita. Mm. He's due back hopefully this week from a ruptured nut or something awful. He's a really good defensive half. Mm. So I thought Dejan Arce had some good moments on the weekend, and there's a good future to him. But if they get CHT back in as well, all of a sudden defensively, you're looking that little bit better. Tohu back in there. So a bit of food for thought, but, you know, something needs to change with their defence.
Yeah, absolutely.
How good was it saying Tohu?
Yeah, bloody oath. Bloody oath. He's the forgotten man, seriously. He's so important to that side, and he's such a good player, such a good player. Like, to come from the Storm and then continue to play the way he's been playing at, to win a Dally M, you know, at the Warriors. So, look, the glass half full chat for the Warriors is at least you fought back in the second half and got back into the game. And Rabbitohs, the glass half full chat is at least you looked like the normal side. The side we came to love last year, you looked like that side in the first half, and it's looking like Cody Walker is starting to find that form again, that touch, you know, the imperfect passing and kicking.
What about that pass he threw where the winger shot up and he just... he's just got so much time sometimes. His touch is just...
But the passes, they almost come out of nowhere. Like, he doesn't wind them up heaps or, like... Yeah. It just, like, you can see it and, boom, he just nails it.
You're just waiting for those passes to dip short. Yep. They just never do.
They never do. Just
whips him, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Like, you wonder if the player wasn't there when it would dip.
Yeah.
It would just... keep going crazy. Forever.
He has a very, like... he just runs perfectly because, like, he runs so that, like, it doesn't affect his speed, but he's always ready to pass if need be. Whereas, like, some halves, they it's either or. They're either running or they're either passing. It's very hard to put yourself in a position to be able to do both, but he seems to be able to do both.
Edric Lee signs with the Dolphins.
With the Dolphins. Edric Lee, the great Edric Lee.
Another huge signing.
It's a big signing on the Sting. The big fella gliding down the wing. Mate, if they can get him playing some good footy, it's a great signing. He would have got him for relatively cheap. He played some really good footy when he played Origin, I think. He was playing some good footy. So
they'll get Branko then too, I reckon.
You reckon?
I'm wanted at Brisbane. Wayne's there. He coached them both in Origin last year.
Yeah, shoot, maybe. Fits. Maybe. Yeah. Look, Matt Lodge, he had a fair few metres. I think he's been really good. Adam Fanua Blake, 187 metres, 28 tackles, 0 misses. Look, they got close. That's the good thing is that last time they got put in the position, they just went to water. This time, they showed some fight. So that's a positive for the Warriors.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.